know what that means.
No one knows what it means, but it's provocative.
No, it's not. It's
gets
gross.
The people going.
You ready, Ty?
Wait, let me snap back into it. Yeah, let's do this.
I mean, yeah, you're gonna have to stretch it out or something, dog. It's been a little second. You know what I'm saying? It's been about a month or so.
Yes, and it's been damn long.
But we back to it though. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Okay. This is the current show, episode 13. I would be like, that's 13 weeks, but what is? It's just, we've been off for
a minute. Nah. So this the current show, season 2, bringing
boy,
back.
Boy, put it in seasons, huh? Stupid ass. Nigga, well, I mean, niggas banned.
So we're giving them 12 episodes a season. That's a good show.
That's power. Actually, that's more than power, because power only got like 10 episodes.
Maybe. Yeah, so we did 12. We live.
But fuck that, it don't matter. We was off for a second, but like Ty said, we back to it. I am your boy, TEDKUSH, man.
Oh man, I ain't got no name this week, so just call me what you call me, you hear me? So you heard me.
Word. Like we said, we've been off for a second, but back to it, especially this week, because this is a special occasion.
I thought you knew.
Bitch, GS.
Shout out to the G, man.
Shout out to the G, Gram fam. Grambling State University's homecoming this weekend. And of course, your boys will be in effect. Of course. No question.
Still mad that we ain't getting shirts made, son.
I know. It's all right, though. Like, if y'all want a shirt, let us know. And then, like, we'll get it together because we need to get it together for ourselves. But y'all put the pressure on us. Shout out to everybody that was, like,
what's
actually
up?
Like,
talk
hitting
about us. Where the show at.
Where the show at. Yeah. I'm gonna be real, we're bringing it back. Hashtag blame Ty.
Oh my god. Hey, so I want y'all to know, I'm gonna tell Ted right now, about a week ago I wanted my ones.
Oh, I wanted my ones too. Yeah. This nigga, if Ty was in Dallas, I'd have whooped his ass. I just, man, what did we just get done talking about? I just told you, if I was a villain on a fucking cartoon character, I'll beat your ass and shave your beard just so you could be salty and be patchy, nigga.
Son, I'm never patchy. You got me fucked up because
no, that. I would shave a patch into it. I would shave a patch.
So because you got that Miami Beach on your face, nigga.
Son, get the fuck out of here, you fucking lumberjack. Bitch, you look like you cut down trees for.
So you look like a villain, like you did that shit on purpose. You look
like I laugh. That's how I laugh.
Looking at whole rubbing Pablo on his head and shit, nigga. You better leave me alone.
Stupid ass. Bitch, you look like you don't take baths. Stupid ass. Get the fuck, boy. Yeah, son, you look fucking filthy.
Oh.
And I'm just salty, really.
Yeah, I know
really,
you're salty, son, because you the color.
But it's okay. My shit coming in.
Nigga. You always look
it's coming in, though.
Bitch, you ain't looking brand new since you came out your mama, son. You that dingy white
son is coming in.
You're not even pure white no more.
It's
nigga done washed you 7 times.
Son, I was never white.
Bitch, you still white. What you mean never?
Never, son.
Oopsie, wally, wally. Oopsie, bang, bang. Hope that drove you.
Son, yeah, because by now it's probably off. The thing is, though, a month later, we are still going through the same shit. So, therefore, no. I ain't white. It's still hard out here for us, for the beige. So, as mentioned, this is Grambling State University homecoming. We have some great memories there. I am alum, so is Ty.
I'm about to say something. I'm saying you were an alum. Like I just went there.
No. Absolutely. We are alum, but. Man, we had some great memories, great homecomings. Hopefully this year is another
amazing homecoming.
Tell me about a homecoming memory that you have, bro, while you were an undergrad.
Okay, so only undergrad homecoming. I mean, yeah, because I only went to one graduate homecoming. All right, let's see. My favorite homecoming moment. Dang, Ted, I wish we would have thought about this and thought of one because I didn't think of one.
I caught you off guard. It's all
good. Yeah. Oh, I got one, though. My favorite homecoming moment. You know, I'm going to go sentimental with it, son, because now I remember. My favorite one was when I brought Sean to my last homecoming. Because he was crunk, son. He wanted to get on the field so bad, and I was like, proud father moment. It's like, ah, my little dude, look at him. You trying to get him.
Look at him. I'm going to be cliche. I'm going to go ahead and say my favorite homecoming moment would be the homecoming, of course, after crossing and just being able to be on a different side of homecoming and get the feel of the older brothers on campus and – you know, and, you know, them coming back and being able to, I guess, kind of, you know, represent the fraternity, especially since you go so hard. That's cliche, but I mean, it's true, though. That would probably be my best homecoming.
Okay.
Homecoming, man. Homecoming is lit.
But you know what, though? I saw a post today that really made a lot of sense to me about, like, undergrad homecoming. You don't really cherish homecoming.
Until you're an alum. Absolutely.
Yeah.
Yeah. Of course. I mean, they say it's not for undergrads, but like it is still for undergrads. Yeah. You don't realize. Well,
Tony Tone.
These niggas got the, they got your auntie playlist going on at homecoming for the Chitlin Circuit boy said. They got Bell Biv DeVoe, Frankie Beverly and Maze. Shout out to Gamma Psi, DJ Jubilee. But like, dude, who's is the headliner? Frankie Beverly and Maze? Like, what is this?
Nah, it's probably DJ Jubilee. I mean, even though, comes like every other week.
I don't think it's Jubilee, bro. I think Frankie Beverly and Maze is supposed to be the main, but like my thing is like think about the amount of electric slides that's about to go down in that bitch.
But this is the thing.
Think about the amount of hustles.
Those are too old for us, Ted. They're too old for us. So
Oh, nothing. Whoa, you make me happy. Son, come the fuck on. Anyway, but on a more serious note though, so it is homecoming, like we said. Homecoming did start out with some saddening news. I want to go ahead and send condolences.
Condolences. There you go. You got it, son. You straight. Okay.
Well, I mean, I just, you know, you know, don't you hate when people be like, sorry for you lose? Like, first of all, it's loss. Like.
And don't talk to me no more.
Like. Don't talk to me no more.
But, man, like, shout out to the family.
Anyway, so.
Monquarius Caldwell. Yeah. I wanted to say his name. Mm-hmm. Monquarius Caldwell. He was a visitor. I found out he didn't even go to the G. He was
visiting Earl.
Yep, Earl Andrews, who was a 23-year-old grammar student.
Both of them 23. One a student, one visiting. Gunned down on campus. The most saddening news definitely to hear, especially at this time, is homecoming, and here we are.
Just lost two black men.
Come on, man, like. Like, that's ridiculous. Like, don't get me wrong. When we were there, the G was live.
Oh, man. Do you remember some of the New Orleans boys caught that black fat guy running in the express with his gun? And they running at him? But yes. Hey,
yeah,
matter of fact, we were standing across the street watching it like, hey, he got a gun.
The New Orleans. Like, there was issues, but never to this extent, dude. Like, you said what happened?
Two people died while we was there. The basketball player died of exhaustion. And then there was a accident. Remember, somebody had an accident.
Car accident. Yeah. But that's, I mean,
there was no murder.
Absolutely no murder. And like one thing that has been echoing over and over and over for me today is that these kids, they don't realize the magnitude or luxury or shortness or appreciation of life. You know what I'm saying? Yeah.
We didn't, son.
Exactly. Earl and Monquarius will never come home again. And that is not fair. You know what I'm saying? Especially you're dying over something very senseless. I am pretty sure it's going to be something. Females, school books, dormitories. It doesn't matter, bro. It doesn't matter. 2 weeks from now, at 19 years old, you not remembering what's even going on today.
Or what you bought with your first refund check.
Come on, man. Come on, man. And that dude was a senior, too.
23, come on, man. He was almost out of there.
Come on, man. I graduated at 23.
Oh, as did I.
Come on, man. We send condolences 100% to them. I was going back and forth about going to homecoming. And then after this, as opposed to some people that say, oh, no, I'm definitely not going now. I said, oh, you damn right I'll be there.
Oh, no.
Because
now you
definitely there. Because I gotta make sure that y'all know this is what Grambling represents. Grambling does not represent, because the dude, from what I'm understanding, now granted, there are tons of stories out there, and I mean, you know, we weren't there, so we definitely don't know. And I'm not a police officer, neither are you. But
no, I'm not.
From what I gather and what I would more than likely bet my last dollar on is that the dude that even committed the crime is not a Grambling student. Grambling students don't do shit like that. We're there to get an education. We don't go to school to act a damn fool.
Not that
act 19.
Not that type of damn fool.
Come on, man. No, you out your mind. So, man, I'm going to homecoming for sure, just so I can make sure that people know this is what Grambling represents. It represents success. It represents getting jobs in your career field after college. It represents coming back and giving back in some way, shape, or form. It represents strength. That's what we stand for. So we as Gramblingites, those listeners that are listening, and you and I, Ty, we have to for sure make sure that we represent the G and uphold the G to the standards that it should be.
Mm-hmm. As I will, son. Because you know what, I do get tired of, and you know what, I can care less how people feel when I say this, but I'm tired of Howard, Hampton, Morehouse, and Spelman being just like they're just the cream of the crop of the HBCUs. It's like, son, let's not forget Grambling, son. Like, don't throw us under the bus. We have a Hall of Famer in every athletic field there is. We also have multimillionaire CEOs all over Fortune 500 companies. So don't just throw us under, like, only place where you can get real African American education is the East Coast.
Cause again, I have a job in my career field. I am fulfilling my duties as a college grad from the Grambling State University. But homecoming is gonna be rocking. Oh, by the way, have you downloaded the DJ Chase playlist?
I have not yet, but Chase, you know I'm there for you, son.
Let me go ahead and send it over right now. Yep. Man, DJ Chase, shout out to DJ Chase. Got homecoming rocking early, put out the iTunes playlist, got everybody on the timeline posting it. Actually, today's sounds provided by DJ Chase, because I'm using whatever songs I see fit based on that playlist for show. Shout out to DJ Chase. Shout out to DJ Twins. They out there got it rocking. Yo, homecoming is about to be so turned. Like, and the thing is, I told somebody, I said, yo, really and truly, I don't do shit but stand around.
That's it. You find you a good spot, get out that sun, get you a good cup in your hand, son, and say hey to everybody. It's like a class reunion every year, no matter what class you are. Just yep. A reunion.
It's a class reunion. It's a cookout. It's a dance. A
block party.
Dance contest. It's a block party.
Car show.
Exactly. Damn right.
Step show.
Grambling.
It's a show.
Ain't nobody doing it like the fucking G, man.
There's only two ways out that bitch. So what you gonna do, my nigga?
You gonna sit your ass in traffic, or you gonna know the back roads?
Because you niggas is whack if y'all think y'all gonna leave.
Yeah, and look, you sitting in traffic behind the nigga with a Skittles car that's driving back and forth.
That's doing the Texas swerve.
What? And behind him is the Frosted Flakes whip. Behind him is the Tricks. Behind him is the now and the later.
Wait, Ted. What was the? Was it the Sprite car that was like pop? That was famous when we was there, son. It was either Sprite or Lucky Charms.
Sprite, Sprite, Fruit Loop, and Lucky Charms. And I seen Frosted Flakes before too. And it was one that was like the Hulk. Hey, like,
and this is the thing, Ted. What's cool about that is, yeah, during homecoming, that's all right, but son, they gotta go to work in that fucking
car. Son, I was just about to say, I swear to that. Like what the fuck do you look like pulling up to your job every day looking like Tony the Tiger? They're great. Like, unless you flipping cereal bags, nigga.
No. Son, the high SpongeBob. That's the one. The high SpongeBob. Son has sponge.
Son, you're definitely not driving that to fucking work. Like, dog. Like, what the fuck? What do you say? Like, oh yeah, my car being car shows. So you decided to go with the fucking high SpongeBob, huh? You're fine. Come here, Mr. Jackson. Because you know it's a nigga with a last name like Jackson Johnson. I could stereotype my own
community. Yeah, fuck for it. Sure. That nigga.
I'm a part of him.
Tydreckus Lemarius Johnson. Like, what?
Right. On his fucking name badge is just say like Quan,
yeah, or Ty.
That's his middle name or some shit like that. I can't wait to get back to the G.
Yeah, son, I really, really can't wait to get there. Like, cannot wait.
Finna set it off in this motherfucker, you heard me? I'm finna put you bitch ass niggas in the trash can. I'm tired of all you bitch ass niggas. Y'all annoying me right now, for real, nigga. You wanna talk shit? You wanna run your mouth? You want some gangsta front your motherfucking house? We'll set this bitch off. Set this bitch off. We'll set this bitch off. Set this bitch off.
Let's get these niggas mind right. They call me badass, and I punish you. You ain't my equal, we ain't people, I ain't one of you. Since 98, I grabbed my plate up off the lunch table. I told mom I'm thugging outside, we don't need cable. Now I'm the nipples on the titty. I'm the motor caller, Hemi. I'm the V12 and that 760. You niggas bitches, we real niggas with G-codes. Love to go in beast mode, we thugging. We all got bread, so if we fall, we the crutches. We the dodo and the duchess. I'm the photo in the camera. I'm the pistol in the stamp, yeah. I got the sickest beamer. I got the sickest magnum. I got the sickest charger. Y'all's 30, mine's 40. I told you niggas, let me get me, before you get stretched in the streets. This the day that you gon' be deceased for playing with a beat. I told Turk, take off my collar, I'm finna take it there. You niggas ain't playing my project, y'all played at the fair. Trill Entertainment, that's my thug there. It's love there. DA, don't search my house, cause ain't no motherfucking drugs there. We smart with this shit, we got retarded with this shit. Threw dudes up in my shoe, I set it off up in this bitch.
Set it off in this motherfucker. Set it off, my clip all dogs. Bitch, don't make a set it off. Set it off in this motherfucker. Set it off, my clip all dogs. Bitch, don't make a set it off. Set it off in this motherfucker. Set it off, you jumping like a frog. We'll put you on that wall. Set it off in this motherfucker. Set it off, my clip all dogs. Bitch, don't make a
I'ma tell you like this, look. Man, I be thugging, I be fresh, I be super clean. With Gucci shades, with some J's, you ain't never seen. The race car jacket with about 80 fucking patches with the car to match it. Tony Stewart, it's a classic. Y'all penny pinching, nigga. We spinning on y'all niggas. Call Savage from the back, come pull some Henny on these niggas. Man, you don't wanna fuck with me. I learned from the streets, I roll with my heat. Never turn on my people, cause I'm God. I came out my mama a hustler. Been through the rain and the pain, now I'm a dirty motherfucker. I heard a motherfucker set it off in this bitch. Y'all niggas coughing in this bitch. We flossing in this bitch. And I work real well. Fuck going to jail. Come home and set it off and get your mail. Nigga, I got a mouth.
Should've put some on your ass when you was a little nigga, but you won't play with the real niggas. Well, said it all, bitch, you scared to let it all. Plus your daddy with no dog. Your mama had more heart than your daddy, bitch ass. He ain't gon' set nothing off. That's who made you soft. Bitch, you won't come in that salt. When they get dumb in the trough, when niggas wild out like old dog and run in your house and run in your mouth is crucial. Watch what you say about Boosie, cause Boosie told Uzi and his hit man foolish. I ain't never had shit, but I can fuck a bad bitch quicker than you can count to 6, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. She hit, I don't play, I lay low. You my size, I break jaw. Get disrespected at all, I said it all, nigga. I said it off in this motherfucker. Don't make me let it off in this motherfucker. And you gon' respect a dog up in this motherfucker.
Cause I said it all.
I said it off in this motherfucker. Don't make me let it off in this motherfucker. And you gon' respect a dog up in this motherfucker.
Cause I said it all. Said it all. I said it all, nigga. Yeah, this boots a badass, nigga. And it ain't no game with me. You heard me? Ain't nobody fucking with me out there right now, you heard me? I'm coming sick straight from the heart every time. You know what I'm saying? I hit the streets, you know what I'm saying? I touch you from everywhere. You can put this bitch in and ride out. Every song, it ain't no game with me, nigga. And if you don't like me, you a lame. Well, don't set it on.
To change gears real fast. Nelly,
just know I've been sitting over here just going over all my well, Nelly niggas,
you twitching over there, huh? Oh, underlay, mama, what's popping in now? What? It's getting hot, so hot, nigga. I was a real Nelly fan.
Who was it?
Like, no. I was Nelly for Halloween. I wore a Band-Aid under my eye and everything.
Yes, and you've said this before on the show, I think.
Got me fucked up. I was like a real Nelly fan. Like nigga, Nellyville, I could run that bitch front to back right now. So when I heard the news, because we hadn't talked about it, because we haven't been on here in a second, that he was accused of rape, it hurt my damn feelings. And I did not want to believe it. And like, it's a fine line. That's the thing. It's a fine line to figure out like if... You don't want to not believe something because of bias, but then again, you don't want to just jump to conclusions and be like, you know what? He did that shit. You know what I'm saying? So I was in a tough situation.
I was too, because cool. I was like, I was rocking, like you said, I was rocking with him, and I was like, oh man, you know, we've been hard on the rapist, son. Do not rape. Season one.
Mystical.
Back to season one.
Mystical.
Do not rape.
Mystical, you can still eat a bag.
Yeah, a whole bunch of bags, my nigga.
What's the nigga name? Harvey Weinstein. He can eat a bag.
Nicki Minaj's brother. You can eat a bag.
Eat a bag. Fucking. It's another
bag. Even though you're not a rapist, we iffy about your
statutory. Yeah. Statutory. Do not rape. And then there's another guy
accused, son. And I'm just going.
The guy from Nickelodeon. The guy from Nickelodeon. The fucking like.
Oh, yeah.
Like,
oh, we're going over all of them. Okay.
Fuck him. Fuck him too.
Garrett from Subway.
Oh yeah, fuck you too. Like definitely do not rape. So like Nelly would have been in that fucking category.
Yeah, we would have been
slammed. We would have slammed his ass, Band-Aid or not, nigga. Ooh, I don't give a fuck. Stomping your Air Force Ones the fuck that way. We would have been on his motherfucking ass.
Yeah.
But I waited the storm out, Ty.
Oh, boy, me too. We also had to because we was going into the next season.
Yeah, true. 2 days later. The chick came out, said she don't want an investigation. She wants to drop it. Woo, woo, woo.
And let me tell you why I'm slamming her, Ted. Because my
ooh,
boy
Nelly, we on her ass.
My dog Nelly said, Shawty, you want to do an investigation? Now I'm slamming you. Me and my whole legal team, we after you now. Don't lie on me.
Oh, yeah. Please do the investigation. Yeah. Please. Come on.
Now we slamming you, Shawty.
You want the key to the crib or no? Like, how you want to do it? Like, definitely. Definitely. Like eat a bag.
Whole bunch of
bags.
Not just one. Bunch of them.
Yeah, man. I'm glad. So it's looking like, I mean, it's not over with yet, but it's looking like Nelly was not raping anybody. And shout out to my man's Nelly. You know what I'm saying? I was I'm a real Nelly. Duh. Welcome to Nellyville, where all newborns get a half a meal. And daughters get diamonds the size of their age. 1 year get 1/3, 2 years get 2/3, 3 years get 3/3. Hey, throw on it to
Tell, you know he says my name in one of his songs, right? In Country Grammar?
Tyshawn? Yeah.
He says my full name.
Oh my God, that song went so fucking hard.
He said my full name in it too.
Hot shit.
He said, I'm getting money like Tyshawn.
I'm going down now, baby. No sweet in the rainbow. Sweet fever, baby. Got ready to let it go. Nigga, what? So yeah, that chick, whatever the fuck her name is, eat a whole ass bag. You, R. Kelly, Jared, fucking Harvey Weinstein, the nigga from Nickelodeon,
Mystical.
Nigga, Bill Cosby, all y'all niggas. I'm slamming.
Oh, we gotta go way back. Okay, Michael Jackson.
We already said we can't.
Priest.
Hey, on Michael Jackson's birthday, we let him slide a little bit.
Yeah, it's not his birthday no more.
Well, then again, I mean, goddamn, get your who's bad ass the fuck over there with your rapist fucking ass, nigga. Yeah, fuck them.
Yeah.
Fuck them. Do not rape.
Harpo from Public, Color Purple. It's all kind of people who can eat a bag for being rapists.
Damn, that's real. Hey, do you remember the fucking rumor that Bow Wow was being raped or some shit like that? Like, he got raped. They said Bow Wow had got raped by his bodyguard or something.
I remember like a remnant of that. Yeah, I do.
Like that's real ass throwbacks. Like, do you remember when fucking when they said Sierra was hermaphrodite? Yeah. What the fuck? What the fuck? She has two kids.
Clearly, she's a woman. Both man and female parts.
They said she was on Oprah, and like this is before social media like that. Well, so like you couldn't like, just get on fucking stuff.
Like you couldn't troll people. So like if somebody lied on the internet, you just had to live with that lie for a little while.
Absolutely. That shit's fucked up. That shit's fucked up. Speaking of social media though, switch gears a little bit more. Tyrese, who was very active on social media. I'm going to be real, bro. That nigga's making the dark-skinned niggas look terrible lately.
You know, he just took a major dive. You know, like, he started off on top with Baby Boy and, you know, like...
Like, bring us Jody back. Where the fuck is Jody?
Hey, and this is the thing. Remember in the original Fast and Furious, son, like, the first one he was in, he was tough.
What was that? The second one? Was that Too Fast, Too Furious?
Too Fast, Too Furious is the second one. That's when they, you know, he went to... The little white boy went to Japan. In the third one...
No. That's Tokyo Drift. That's Tokyo Drift. Too Fast, Too Furious was the first one Ludacris was in. Because he was on the soundtrack. Too Fast.
No, Ludacris was in all of them, wasn't he? Yeah, Ludacris was in all of them.
Uh-uh. No. He wasn't in the... Was he in the
first one? Yeah, he was in the first one. Ludacris was in all of them.
Okay. But I remember the second one, though, because he was like, too fast for y'all.
Yeah.
Too fast. It was on my, like, highlight tape from, like, middle school. Anyway. Yeah, ever since then, though, you're right, dog. Tyrese has been on some real ass, like, nut shit. Like, apparently is he in a child abuse scandal now, or was that
his old? Little girl. Apparently he has child abuse. You know, he has child abuse.
He has a history of child abuse.
Yeah, and now they're in court, and she has her own, you know, his daughter, she has her own legal team, and they're trying to make sure, you know, he's not doing anything deviant or hitting her or obviously, you know, just abusing her in any way. So what does this jackass do a day before she testifies, Ted? This nigga gets a plane. He rents a plane to write a message that says daddy loves his little girl while she's at school. Suddenly, the entire legal team was like, how easy can you make our job, you fucking dick? Like, you're the dumbest nigga ever, son. Like, that's what the mob do. The mob fucks around with witnesses, and right before they testify, you know, they send them a dead fish or some shit. This nigga decided to write his daughter a message like, no matter where you are, I can get to you, baby. Have a good day.
Dead ass, though. Like, hey, baby girl, I love you. Like, first of all, no, nigga. Like, we know what you're doing. Like, dog, but fuck all of that. Fuck the serious shit. On a lighter note, this nigga is really salty because The Rock is getting getting a spinoff. First of all, my nigga, like, not to dick ride or nothing, but that's the fucking Rock, bro. Like, this nigga has gone from the WWE fucking E to, or really it was the F, to the E to fucking all types of movies to dog. This nigga has said that he's fucking gonna run for president in 2020. Guess who the fuck is voting for him? If you smell what the fuck I'm cooking.
Dog. Dwayne Johnson is pissing gold right now.
Jabroni, fuck you mean? He gonna whoop candy ass all across
the world. You can almost catch a stroke in your face when he trying to do the not the people's elbow, but the eyebrow when he raised that bitch up.
What? Son, imagine this nigga walking into a fucking, America meeting. What do you call those?
America meeting? I don't.
Like, what do you call it when, like, the president fucking goes to meet up with, like, another president? Like, what the fuck is that called?
When a president meets another president?
Yeah.
That's a meeting.
That's stupid ass. That's what I'm saying. That's what I'm saying. So, like, regardless, imagine fucking Dwayne Johnson, The Rock, big ass walking into a fucking America meeting. Like, nigga.
America meeting.
Hey, I'm Dwayne Johnson. I mean, it's better than this fuckboy we got right now. He's fucking waddling. No, he's waddling his fucking ass in there with his orange ass. Did you know this nigga was getting fucking spray tan?
We're not talking about the Kool-Aid, man, son. Get off that boy helmet, son. I'm not dealing with him.
Man, fuck that boy. Hey, I'm not dealing with listen, okay, so real fast. Like, because we have been gone for a while and I've been seeing some shit all over, like, social media. Did you know this nigga really gets a spray tan? I mean, like, of course we know, but, like, nigga. Somebody got fired from the White House for taking a picture and posting that bitch on social media. This nigga's looking like a fucking whale getting fucking bronzed.
Yeah, nigga, he wants to look like that boy. Want to look like the Oscar award?
Stupid ass nigga looks like Buddha. Like real shit. The nigga was standing there. He looked like no bullshit, son. He looked like some heavy duty BBW porn.
Son, why does he? Wait, what?
You heard the fuck I said? They was fucking oiling his fucking sausage ass down.
Now, why does he look like toupee, son? Why?
Son, it looks like a fucking bird's nest. Man, fuck that boy, son. Shit is, man, he's still the president in season two. Fuck him. He get this nigga a bag too. This nigga pisses me off so bad, son. I just want to fight him. Like, I just want to fight him, son.
But see, that's the thing, son. When you really think about it, that's saying you want to fight a 66-year-old man.
I don't give a damn, nigga. He can catch every single finger and toe. Bitch, I'm talking about whooping his ass. Fuck him. Fuck him. And same thing with Tyrese right now, except that nigga a little bit more in shape. But he getting on my damn nerves, too. Stupid ass. Bitch, you look like a fucking piece of shit.
Yeah. Hey, ha. We went the same place. Hey.
For real.
Hey, real spill though, that nigga look like a fucking... This boy 45, son. Like...
He look like a backwood. You said what?
40. He do look like a backwoods.
Stupid ass. Hey, look like, dog, I came with it on my fucking mind today. We been out of here. Fuck that. I came through. I'm like Creed, except that nigga lost at the end. Yeah. So.
Yeah. Had to let Dallas know. That nigga lost at the end.
Yeah, but then Dallas ended up winning. And right now, Ty, listen, hey, I'm not going to go there because Michigan right now is doing very poorly. So.
Yeah, son. Penn State put their whole leg.
Oh,
son, Saquon Barkley won the Heisman because of you niggas.
Oh, yeah. That nigga, his highlight tape is fulfilled. Fuck you, son.
That boy niggas highlight football tape. For 7 yards and then walked into the end zone.
Son, and then walk into the end zone and then do some, like, plain shit. I know the nigga's whole routine. Like, I don't understand why they didn't get it. Anyway, fuck Tyrese. He's on some fucking nut shit. Fuck Bow Wow. I know that was random as fuck, but fuck him because this. Did you see this nigga's post where he fucking photoshopped himself into the death row picture?
Oh, like, yeah. He did that, and then he got into it with Brandon T. Jackson for apparently.
Oh, why is he? Yeah, what the fuck? Shout out to Brandon T. Jackson. You want to know something very, very interesting? Well, it may not be that interesting, but like it's kind of cool. He went to my high school.
Oh, for real?
Yeah.
Wait, did y'all go to high school together or he's a lot older than you?
No, I think he's like 4 years older. So I think he was a senior when I was a freshman.
Okay.
I swear. It's random as fuck.
Dope. I mean, I went to high school with K Camp. That's about it.
Right, exactly. Yeah, it's something, you know, it's something to like, I don't like, not the word isn't brag on, but it's like, you know, like, cool. Just an interesting fact.
Yeah.
That's an interesting fact. But yeah, like, who the fuck beefs with Brandon T. Jackson? Brandon T. Jackson is the son of Wayne T. Jackson, who was like a mega preacher in Detroit.
I didn't know that. I did not know that.
Yeah. So like, Brandon T. Jackson is very much like into church and God. Like, if you look at his post now, he's always talking about like God and the kingdom and stuff. Like,
hey, look, and apparently that was like Brandon apparently T. they were going back and forth in text messages. And then Brandon T. Jackson was like he wrote on a post, he was like, hey, I don't know who this is, but I'm not saying that. So it's like, either he just bitched up and he was done with the beef, or that really wasn't him. Either way, Bow Wow, son, you have no street cred at all. You started rapping.
Like, stop it. So, son, first of all, he started gangbanging on my dog. Like, he started gangbanging on him. Like,
that's on Bompton, son? You're from Atlanta?
Yeah, he said it's, what did he say? He said that's on
Broward.
It's fucking Grove Street. You don't get your fucking CJ from San Andreas the fuck ass. Stupid ass. You don't get your Grape Street gangster the fuck ass out of here.
You understand, son. Them purple shirts, and that ain't a real gang, son. Y'all need
My G. Son, Bow Wow has been famous, no bullshit, since we were 13. Or he was 13.
Yeah. But
I'm sorry.
He's actually been famous since I was like 10, son. You got
Yeah.
Bounce With Me came out when we were like 10, son.
Like, all I want to do is see you bounce with me, bounce.
Got it. So it was like number one on Free and AJ's.
the top, the fucking 106
and Park.
That went hard, y'all. 106 and Park was dope. Yeah, did you know Free had that ass like that?
Yeah, everybody knew that, son. That was like the...
Goodness gracious. Oh, my God. Bro, at one point, it was a hashtag on Twitter. Hashtag Free Ass.
What?
I swear. When she was... she like helped host the BET Awards or something like that.
Oh, yeah. I do remember that. You're right.
Yeah, and she... like, you know, this was like the emergence of HDTVs and shit.
So everybody was like...
Like you can go Google Free's ass right now, you know, back in 106 and Park days, but like, do you realize how bad the TV was back then? Try to watch something from fucking 2002.
Hey, I got the perfect.
You're gonna be pissed.
Try to watch the original Predator with Danny Glover.
Oh, actually, I have the perfect movie for you. Try to watch Paid in Full, because today is the 15th anniversary of Paid in
Full. Shout out to A Money.
Yo, listen.
NJ5.
Summer 09, Grambling State University. We didn't have shit on the TV, but Paid in Full.
Hey, look, and not, remember, and not because we
just watching it. Some random
time. Look, not because we wanted to watch it, but because, and I don't know if you knew this or not, Ted, but son, it was stuck.
Niggas ain't have cable.
It was stuck in a DVD player, and the only thing to do was to continually play that bitch. And so, it just... It played nonstop. And for those of y'all who think like there was a dude pressing play, nah. It was one of those old DVDs that you didn't press play. At the end, it just started back over.
Started right back from the
and
jump.
Come you in every time and sit down like, we ain't never seen that bitch.
Son, I'm talking about, son, fresh from class. You walk in, you sit on the couch.
Let me sit down.
Oh, shit. Anybody looked at me funny? The fucking dead, hey. Got my little man. Yeah, anything you need, I'll do that for you. I do that, Rico.
Rico
is a host. As a matter of fact, for the 15th anniversary, I saw some shit on Twitter that I read all about today. It was a thread that was about the real story of AZ, Alpo, and Rich.
The real Paid in Full guys.
Yeah. So that shit was, man, I done seen Paid in Full like 3,000 times.
I have not watched it outside of Louisiana.
Oh, no, you crazy. I put that bitch on from time to time now.
For real? No.
Hell yeah. Hell yeah. Anybody looked at me funny? Owes me money? They're fucking dead, hey. They got my little man.
Something that's your monologue you've been practicing.
Yo, that nigga Mekhi Phifer killed that shit.
And then he went on to 8 Mile.
Better Things. Oh, yeah. That nigga, B-Rabbit, coming to the stage.
With these heavy-ass dreads he had on his head, son.
Son, them, dog, those dreads were so terrible. Hey,
look, they're the same dreads Michonne used in The Walking Dead.
They were, so, oh, no. Oh, no.
Man, shout out to Michonne in The Walking Dead. Shout out to two who look just like her.
Son. Oh, well, I ain't cutting that shit out either. Wow, he was. B-Rabbit! One, two, three, and to the four. One Pac, two Pac, three Pac, four.
Hey, look, and this was worse. The only other thing that I remember Mekhi Phifer in after that. I said Mekhi Phifer.
That's his name.
Oh wait. I'm thinking I said dude name off of Home Alone.
You think about Omar Epps?
No, I was thinking about the guy from Home Alone.
Macaulay Culkin.
Yeah, Macaulay. Oh look, but this is the only other thing I remember is, and I remember him in Paid in Full, 8 Mile, and when he was on Punk'd, when he got mad, so he got mad at a cop and he was like, "I'm good. I'm famous, baby. You can do whatever you gotta do. I'm famous." That nigga sat on the curb, son. He was hot. Like,
no, he didn't. No, he didn't say he famous.
He kept saying that. He was like, "I'm famous."
Yeah, you lose points. I'm famous. You lose points for that, dog. To be honest, Mekhi Phifer, like, I would recognize the nigga, but really, he's like,
nah, you're a regular nigga to everybody else, son.
Yeah, he's like a B, maybe a B, not B minus.
To be honest, if
yeah, at this point,
you just be like, dang, he looked just like Mekhi Phifer.
Yeah. To be honest, nigga be in the gym lifting. Tss, tss. Man, that nigga look just like Mekhi Phifer.
And all of it, like, the only way he would say something is if he got close enough for you to like examine him. And he'd be like,
Even then, you might start it out by saying, like, "Hey, my nigga, you know who you look like?"
Yep.
And then he probably gonna cut you off like Mekhi Phifer.
Like, yeah. He'll be like, "Yeah, that is me. Oh, bet, cool. You cool, sir. You need, like..."
And then really half the time, you're not even going to go know the nigga name. You can be like, "You look like,
with the dread.
You know the movie that nigga was in? The one with Eminem, matter of 8 Mile." Nigga not even going to name him first.
Hey, so wait, he was in something else. I mean, he was in Divergent. He was just recently in the movie Divergent.
I mean, no, he's been in a bunch of shit. Like,
it's just randomly. You got to remember where he was and when he was.
Yeah, he's not fucking Denzel. Like, he's not walking into the room and you like, my nigga. Yo, I just watched Training Day the other day. That shit was good as fuck. Shit was bomb.
That's you with that badass business, huh? That's you that can't keep old ladies because you keep fucking the friends, huh? You gotta go to court, huh? You got service subpoena for child support, huh? That was their nerve, huh? You ain't even much get a chance to say a word, huh? I know I ain't tripping. Don't your brother got them birds, huh? You won't bust one of them niggas' heads, huh? You ain't scared, huh? You know how to play it, huh? I know you just ain't gonna let a nigga come and punk you, huh? Stun in front you, huh? Straight up rank you, huh? You know got that fire green, huh? You know how to use a triple beam, huh? Shit ain't hard as it seems, huh? You keep your body clean, huh? You got a lot of chip old jeans, huh? Some of your partners don't fiends, huh? You don't really wanna fuck with them niggas, huh? You come up with them niggas, huh? You stuck with them niggas, huh? You paper chaser, you got your block on fire. Remain in the cheese until the moment you expire. You know what it is. You make nothing out of something. You handle your biz. And don't be crying in the suffering. You paper chaser, you got your block on fire. Remain in the cheese until the moment you expire. You know what it is. You make nothing out of something. You handle your biz. And don't be crying in the suffering. You can't do nothing but love, fresh time. You don't know what we gon' do next time. You bought my tape with your check, huh? You wearing the vest, huh? You trying to protect your chest, huh? You spend 70 on your beans, huh? That ain't sure, that's for your friends, huh? You won't stop these niggas from playing with you, huh? You won't run a block, huh? You won't be the only nigga with rocks, huh? You keep your gun cocked, huh? You count the money at the end of the night, huh? You on a G-Day flight, huh? You full of that diesel, huh? You ducking them people, huh? Your face was on the news last night, huh? You the one robbing the dudes out their shoes last night, huh? You don't go on the project when it's dark, huh? You came here a thug and you ain't got no hood, huh? You came in the north on New Year's Eve, huh? You got stuck in that bitch and you couldn't leave, huh? It was hard for you to breathe, huh?
You a paper chaser, you got your block on by you. Remain in the G until the moment you expire. You know what it is to make nothing out of something.
after you handle your business. And on the grind, it is up and you a baby cheeser. You got your block on fire, you remain in the G. Until the moment you expire, you know what it is. So make nothing out of something, you handle your business. And don't be crying, it is up.
You got a trust badge in charge, huh? Your dick got hard, huh? When you was looking at them LeBrons, huh? You don't know when to quit, huh? That's you with that shot call and shit, huh? That's you with that ball and shit, huh? That's you that's taking them hits, huh? That hoe don't know when to shut up or mouth, huh? You gon' knock your whole teeth out, huh? You done switched from Nike to Reeboks, huh? You twinkle your goals every time you leave your house, huh? Them income tax checks out, huh? You bout to flip that, huh? You bout to go show you a gram, huh? You gon' treat your nose, huh? You bout to go put the dope dick on one of these hoes, huh? When you broke, you drove, huh? When you paid, you got boo-boo places to go, huh? You on top, huh? You rob a nigga shop, huh? You don't even think you could be stopped, huh? You riding in the Benz on 20 and grim, huh?
You're a baby chaser, you got your block on fire, you remain in the G. You tell the moment you expire, you know what it is. You make nothing out of something, you handle your biz. And don't be crying, and it's something, you a baby chaser. You got your block on fire, you remain in the G. You tell the moment you expire, you know what it is. To make nothing out of something, you handle your biz.
So yeah, son, back to my man Cap, Colin Kaepernick, you know, we cool. That's the homie.
Yo.
But
yo.
So you know Cap, son, he wasn't invited to the meeting with the NFL owners and the NFL Players Association when they were going to sit down and try to find, you know, like a resolution to what the NFL
solution for the
with, you know, with
for
the, with the protest
for the kneeling. Yeah.
And okay. Everything that's going on, and they and the Players Association was upset because Kaepernick wasn't invited. Now, you know, this happened about a week ago. So this week they were saying
about a week ago.
Well, I'm so glad that's over. But yeah. So Cap, you know, Cap was supposed to get invited to the first one. He didn't get invited, but they did say the next meeting that they have, he's top priority of people to get in the room. So, I mean, I don't know. I don't know how to feel about it either way because I understand both sides. It's like, yeah, he definitely should be in the meeting, but it's the NFL Players Association, so they don't represent him. So should he come in there with his own lawyer?
Technically he's not a player because he's not on the team, but, like, isn't he kind of still a player because he was a former player? Like, let's be real, my nigga. Like, Kaepernick has not succeeded on the field. Like, Kaepernick has taken a team to the Super Bowl. Kaepernick is statistically better than a lot of quarterbacks that are currently playing in the NFL. So, like, although he's not on the team, is he still a player? Like, serious question.
I don't know how that works. What I'm saying is, as far as legally, should he have, like, does he need to come in there with his own team? You know, like, a team of lawyers or a team of supporters, because it's like, shit, are all the players going to take his side? You don't know. You know, they can say whatever they want in front of us, but we don't know what. You know, we don't know how niggas feel. Shit. Because the Dallas Cowboys, them niggas can eat a bag right now. Jerry Jones can eat a whole bag.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. I mean, I don't know who fell for the Jerry Jones bullshit to begin with, though. But fuck them. I mean, the Dallas Cowboys can eat it back too. Look, yo, so while we're on the Cowboys, though, speaking of the Cowboys, Ezekiel Elliott, they still are fighting this whole 6-game suspension thing and all this shit. Yo, do you think that he should just go ahead and accept his suspension or not?
Yeah, he should have been accepting it, because now what's going to happen is it's gonna come at the worst time. They're going to be like, oh, yeah, now we slamming you, and it's week 15. It's like, boy, you just...
Well, I mean, the suspension has been approved. The suspension has been approved, but they...
A Texas judge keeps holding back, you know, keeps giving him restraining orders or things to hold back the suspension. Jerry Jones ain't got nothing to do with that. He ain't sliding the briefcase to these judges.
Of course he does. Well, my thing is, I'm gonna be honest, I'm gonna disagree with you. I don't believe that he should go ahead and accept the suspension if he did not do it. If he did not do anything, then I don't, because I mean, statistically speaking,
he went to the highest form of court. I guess, like,
okay, listen, check me out. The I don't know the statistic. I don't have it in front of me, but the fact is that the majority of cases are accepted as plea deals in this country, and that's really just because you feel like you don't have any other options, so you go ahead and accept that shit. So if you did not do that shit, you should fight your case. I have a very good friend of mine. Shout out to my nigga Dave. He's actually in law school right now, and that's all he's been preaching. It's like, yo, if you ain't do that shit, it's no reason for you to accept that shit, because if you haven't seen the Khalif Browder documentary on Netflix, go check that shit out. But it just shows you how fast, like, things can really just go downhill when you're input in that system. You know what I'm saying? So, I mean, I know this is Ezekiel Elliott. He probably will never have to have a real job in his life, especially if he manages his money. But regardless, if he didn't do that shit, I wouldn't accept the suspension either, because that's us conforming. That's us going ahead and accepting the brutality and bullshit and the way that the legal system is set up against us. You know what I'm saying? Not to get on no serious ass woke shit, but I mean, like we said a while ago, At this point, if you ain't slightly awake, you are a fucking fool. You know what I'm saying? Like, shit is fucking crazy out here in the world. Like, and we know that. Like, shit is fucking wild. And, you know, I mean, it's little things like this that, you know, could potentially, I don't want to say shift things, but it sets the tone a little bit. You know what I'm saying?
And it does lead back to that old racist white idea that black men are rapists. Black men,
exactly, like or bruisers or aggressive, because like the reason he's attempted to be suspended is because like they said he beat her up, but then they also I believe had statistics, or I mean not statistics, text but text messages. Yes, text messages that said like she was trying to set him up. So like, if you ain't do that shit, my nigga, stand your ground. Absolutely. I 100% would continue to fight the shit if I didn't do the shit. You know what I'm saying? I'm not even a Cowboys fan, but I'm going to pull for the black man. You know what I'm saying? That's, I mean, it's like Issa Rae, like the real shit she said when they were like, shit, who are you cheering for tonight? She said, I'm cheering for everybody black. Straight up.
But nah, Ted, let me go back to this, huh? Let me just immediately go back to this idea of everything African American men seem to do is taken in a negative or just a hateful kind of way. And it's like, man, like this right here. Who's the most smiling football player you've ever seen in your life, Ted?
Probably, I mean, Cam Newton's up there.
Cameron Newton. That's
he's definitely up
son,
there.
This nigga is smiling when he gets sacked.
Okay.
So you heard, I mean, obviously you saw what happened with him and the female reporter, which I'm not saying what he did was right. I'm not saying he used the right wording at all.
He shouldn't have said shit.
Because he didn't. That was a dumb situation. He's a professional. He has to know, you know, that cameras are always on him. He has to watch little things like that, because it was something.
Yeah, he just shouldn't. That was just stupid.
Yeah, but because he said that.
I don't think he had ill intention
at all.
I don't think he had ill intention.
He was just going back to the traditional thought of, you know, women don't usually ask things that have, you know, that pertain to physicality, because that's what she asked. She said, "How do you think your receiver Funches," or I always say his name wrong, but that could be the right way, whatever.
Yeah, Funches.
She said, "How do you think that he's getting used to the physicality of running the routes in the NFL. And he said, haha, it's funny you would ask that type of question. A woman. Okay. He said that, right? And she lost her mind, even though she made racist comments like a year earlier. But whatever. Whatever she got going. Whatever. So Gronkowski, you know, the Gronk, who I secretly hate. One, he's a Patriot, and I hate all Patriots.
A lot of people probably hate him. I just don't think he likes
black. No. He's extra, son. And it's funny because when he go to parties and he jump off, you know, boats and act crazy at parties, everybody's just say, that's Gronk being Gronk. But as soon as...
If a black man did that shit, it would definitely be like, if a black man said or did, what did he do?
This is what he did. So, they said you have 68 touchdown, you know, receptions. So, I know you have 67 and you know, you're almost at 68 to break the record or something like that. He said to a female reporter, he said, yeah, you know, I really like to get 69. You know what that's for. Looked at her, smiled, and then kept going on with the interview.
Yeah, that would have been slammed.
What? Been like that. Son, they would have murdered Cam and them. Now, let's also go back to this, Ted. Every week you see Gronkowski at a party, drinking, acting crazy, and doing whatever, right? Do you remember the week the New York Giants decided to go on a vacation a week before their game, and they went on a boat, yeah, just the players?
They've only won one game since, but yeah, I got you.
they buttocks for that. But
and them niggas are pure cheeks. Keep it going.
But son, they went as a team and they went down and got a boat and they were chilling. And it was, you know, the NFL media lost their mind because it was the black players doing it. But Gronkowski can go do whatever he wants and break his arm or shoulder or whatever.
It's like, that's Gronk being Gronk.
Yeah, that's just boys being boys, but as soon as black people do it, them niggas. So, bro, just the NFL can eat a bag. And I wish, that all black players, like, if it was logical and realistic, I really wish that all black players would just like leave and join that new Diddy league that he want to start.
Yeah, I was just about to say, Diddy talking about he want to buy the NFL. Fuck it, I'm with it, nigga. Shit, look, you should see me. I'm doing my Diddy dance right now.
Yeah, everybody do their Diddy dance when they talk about it.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying, take that.
This is DZ on the beat, boy. Man, look.
I told y'all I was gonna do it.
I told y'all I was gonna do it.
Y'all ain't really believe me, though.
I believe it.
DZ believe me, though.
Hey,
what's up, mama? Yeah. Ooh. Tell him, Fiji made me do it. I said, Fiji made me do it. Say, Fiji made me do it. Put your hands in the air. Tell him, Fiji made me do it. Yeah. Hey, look. Fiji made me do it. Ooh, BJ made me do it.
Damn, I can't.
Ooh, BJ made me do it. Put your hands in the air. Tell them BJ made me do it. Yeah. Blame it on me.
On me.
Say it's my fault. Yeah, I made him jump like Chris Cross. Yeah, I grabbed the mic. I got him hype. I'm saying, girl. Beat it open. Bust it open. Yeah, I'm saying, girl. Look, you gotta break that bitch down. Break that bitch down. You gotta break that bitch down like.
Tell him.
Pipe it up, stab. Then you hit him down. Put your hands up and hit him with the yeah. BJ made me do it. I said BJ made me do it. Say, BJ made me do it. Put your hands in the air. Tell him BJ made me do it. Yeah, hey, look. BJ made me do it. Oh, BJ made me do it.
Damn, I can't.
Oh, BJ made me do it. Put your hands in the air. Tell him BJ made me do it. Yeah.
Fuck him. Fuck him. Who made me do it? In the middle of the floor. Bouncing while I'm moving. While I'm moving. G got me rocking.
Rocking.
While I'm moving.
While I'm
through the club, all you see is underwear. Why? Cause it's oven in my underwear. hand, tell them, feed your baby, do it, yeah.
So earlier you were talking about something. I'll be honest, I was scrolling my Facebook. Yo, so Facebook, shout out to my nigga Phoenix and Sterling. Look, Facebook has brought me close to these niggas, and we really was not even cool in like high school. But son, niggas are done. Sterling said the other day on Facebook, right? He said, and that's this nigga's name, like Silver. I flame his ass right now, stupid truck face ass. This nigga Sterling said the other day on Facebook, all I have to do is put on a black hoodie for Halloween. That scares the shit out of America, right?
That's it, man.
So that shit was funny as fuck. So me and Phoenix.
Hoodie and a bandana of any color.
Look, we stole this nigga's Facebook post. Like, we ain't share it. We stole the bitch. We deboed that nigga shit, right? So now niggas are on here talking so much shit. This shit is fucking hilarious. One thing that fucking got me. So shout out to them niggas. I told them niggas, I'm about to shout you niggas out right now, because these niggas, this nigga Sterling has one of those chin straps. And like, I know we came in this episode talking about beards, and I'm not on your level yet. I'm going to get
my level too.
Man, eat a bag of dicks.
Are you mad, son? Because you can't grow your facial hair like a man?
Son, I told you. Bitch, I'm coming. I'm going to show up at your crib and fucking just patch your shit the fuck up.
I'm cutting it off in a few days, son.
Well, so what? Fuck you.
Then I'm going to catch you by end of November, nigga.
Eat a bag. I'm not as bad as this nigga Sterling, because Sterling got a chin strap. By the way, if anybody out there is rocking a chin strap, you know, the joint, the little thin joint that just go around the jawline, cut that shit off. It's either beard or no beard. My shit is a little bit, it ain't even struggling. It's just like, it's coming. It ain't on tie level. I can say that, but it's coming. Sterling, cut that shit off. So niggas start flaming Sterling ass. Me and Phoenix though, dog. This nigga Sterling stung us though, because me and Phoenix both, well, Sterling lift too, but we lift, you know what I'm saying? This nigga said we both built like T Grizzly. That nigga said we look like Tony the Tiger. Tiny the Tiger from Crash Bandicoot.
Bitch, you look like Johnny Bravo with little ass pants, nigga.
Oh man, so I just wanted to shout out to them niggas, man, because them niggas keep my day going, man, on Facebook. Shout out to GrandFam. GrandFam been going live.
GrandFam Homecoming 2017. We'll see you down there, man. If you see us,
it's going up.
Let us know what size shirt you wear. We only doing up to 3XL. So if you any bigger than that, it sucks to be you, my nigga. We not.
better hang the bitch on your wall or something. Yo, on some shit, I'm going to be honest, a lot of people are probably going to hear this episode because I'm about to debo so many niggas' phones.
Yeah, listen. Hey, but you know how many people, like, I do run up to, I be like, hey, go, you know, go subscribe to the podcast. And they're like, I don't have podcast app. It's like, nah, son, you do. You do.
You don't ever use it. It's the purple bitch that's, like, hidden in the top right corner. Like, stop playing with me. Like, don't worry about it. I got it. Let me see. We're going to search and find that bitch. But man, I am fucking pumped for homecoming, dog. This episode is one hell of a comeback. I'm glad to be back. You know what I'm saying? I feel like I just dropped 63 on some Jordan shit. You know what I'm saying? Flu game.
81 on some Kobe shit.
Actually, was that the flu game? Did Jordan drop 63 with the flu?
No.
Oh, okay. How much did he score with the flu?
I think it was in the 20s or something, but it definitely wasn't his 60 point.
And then they said it really wasn't the flu. It really was like food poisoning or something.
I don't know.
LeBron is definitely winning the East again because Gordon Hayward fucking split his shit. I mean, they was going to beat the Celtics anyway, but like They for sure beat the Celtics now.
That was disgusting. I'm glad we didn't bring that up because I didn't want to rethink about that during the show, son.
Yeah, I mean, it's all over Twitter. If you haven't seen it, just Google like Gordon Hayward and you'll see it. Man, shout out to everybody that's been rocking with us and that's still here. Hashtag blame tie, hashtag problematic pair. We didn't even say nothing problematic today.
Oh, hashtag problematic pair, hashtag. And Michael Jordan had 33 points in the flu game.
So he
still went off. He still went off.
Yeah, definitely. Definitely. Man, well, this has been good. We will be back next week 100%. I will more than likely be hungover and recovering from homecoming.
On Wednesday, bro?
Maybe.
Wow. You know, go hard.
Go home. I was about to say, I mean, come on, man. We know how the G is.
Yeah. I'm probably only going to stay, son, like Friday and half of Saturday. I'm probably going to come back Saturday night. I can't deal with the G for 3 straight days, son. It ain't Young Ty no more.
I'm living life. So fuck it. Man, y'all stay up, man. Again, shout out to the G. G-S.
Oh, dang. I thought you were going to keep it up. I was going to do the U part.
Oh. G-S. U.
All right, so hold it down. Hey, Grand Fam, we rocking. Hit up Ty and Ted.
Bitch.
Hashtag problematic. Hashtag the current show. Hashtag. I'm out.
Yeah.
To the ground.